Some things in life, no matter what, are just kind of a drag. If you're getting W-2s or 1099s in the mail around now, you know the kind of thing I'm talking about. But there are also things that maybe don't have to be so grim and unpleasant, like changing the cat litter, or like a lot of meetings at work, and everything associated with medical insurance. And that may make them all a job for Ingrid Fattel. She's a designer and design researcher with the international firm IDEO, and she also writes a blog called Aesthetics of Joy. The blog focuses on what a lot of design seems to be overlooking, how to bring some joy to joyless places.
What I'm hoping to do with the Aesthetics of Joy is actually create principles that are informed by what the cognitive sciences are showing us about the way that objects, surfaces, colors, textures, patterns make us feel, and use those as principles for designing things that make us really feel good.
How did you get interested in this as a paradigm, as an idea?
So I'm trained as a designer, but I work as a design researcher, which is really about observing the way that people interact with design. And it came from observing that there are certain objects that seem the world over to make people feel a sense of joy. You look at, you know, confetti is always present at festivals, and there are lanterns and, you know, balloons and bubbles and certain things that float and fly. And there are certain patterns that seem universal. And it was really born out of a curiosity to understand why. Why are there certain things that make, you know, even babies smile, because that seems like it could be really powerful because it's tapping into something that's not conscious and sometimes not even voluntary.
Right. So what are some examples of bringing joy into designed places or processes?
We're actually seeing artists do a lot of this work by going into depressed areas and actually painting, you know, the houses in slums. So, for example, Haas and Han are a pair of artists that have gone into slums in Brazil and painted all of the buildings in vibrant colors to make people feel a sense of pride in their community, a sense of joy, and a sense that their place matters.
You make me think of this politician, maybe a mayor in Albania.
Yes.
Who's all about that as well.
Edi Rama, yeah, who won the World Mayor's Award for what he did in Tirana. And he painted all of the building, a whole range of buildings, both public and private. He found that people actually started paying their taxes after the painting. Yeah, people stopped littering as much. And actually, the shopkeepers started taking the sort of metal grates off their windows and opening glass window fronts back out to the street. And people said the streets felt safer, even though he had no money to increase the police force. But people said it felt safer.
So give people an example of some everyday experience they might suggest into which you will inject some joy.
Well, I think you can see the difference between what a joyless place feels like and what a joyful place feels like by thinking about the difference between an airplane cabin and thinking about maybe a music festival, right? So you have two environments where people are often crammed in. They're crammed in close together. But in an airplane—
With strangers.
And in an airplane, everyone's cramped together and they're fighting over like the last little piece of armrest. And you're in this sort of cold, a little bit clammy, sort of flimsy feeling, jangly environment.
And crowded.
But likewise, you could be at a festival and you're surrounded by, you know, lights and you have people sort of sharing. You have people dancing with each other. You have people offering things from their picnic blankets, for example, to each other. And the vibe is completely different, even though people are crammed in just as much.
Well, we're going to try to open this process up a little bit to everybody. Listeners, we want your ideas for something that you find unnecessarily joyless. We will pick one of your suggestions, and then Ingrid and the absolutely crack team that she's assembled at IDEO will come back to us with a design proposal and prototype for making it more joyful. So, Ingrid, as people think about this, what should they keep in mind with their suggestions?
Think about the moments in your day that you wish would go faster. Think about also the places that you leave and you feel drained and you don't even know why.
Ingrid Fattel, thank you so much for doing this. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy to be here.
Ingrid Fattel is a design director at IDEO. So what joyless experience or place or thing do you want to see redesigned by IDEO? Tell us about it at studio360.org/bringjoy or tweet us with a photo using the hashtag bringjoy.